I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cannabis and cannabis products are increasingly available in the U.S., and recent reports of related side effects and health issues are surfacing in the news and also in clinical practice. Dr. Kevin Gray is here to provide some details. Dr. Gray is a practicing physician, and he's director of addiction sciences in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Gray, recreational and medical use of cannabis is illegal in South Carolina, but clinicians in our state are nonetheless dealing with health-related issues or side effects from cannabis use in patients of various ages. What are you and your colleagues seeing along these lines?
Certainly, cannabis is a complicated one. And while policies are at the state-to-state level, attitudes and behaviors cross state lines. And so while cannabis is not legal for use in South Carolina, in clinical practice, we have seen an uptick in cannabis use. And I would say, like with many things, there's nothing that's all good or all bad. And with cannabis, we can be very excited about its therapeutic potentials. There are some ingredients in cannabis that have been isolated and used therapeutically. At the same time, we can't ignore that as used, sometimes cannabis has adverse effects. And so there's a variety of things that we see. The most common would be something we call cannabis use disorder. And that's where somebody's developed a pattern of use where it's impairing, but they have a difficult time cutting back or quitting despite that impairment.
And are there some groups of people in particular that you're especially concerned about related to cannabis use?
Absolutely. Our biggest concerns are, one, with adolescent use. While the brain is still developing in the mid-20s, is we know that cannabis has more adverse effects in those who initiate use early. So we're concerned about adolescent use. Second is use during pregnancy. There's increasing evidence of adverse effects on the offspring if a mother uses during pregnancy. And then third is use during the course of a psychiatric illness, is that longitudinal studies show us time and again is that adding cannabis to a psychiatric disorder tends to complicate the course of the disorder. People sometimes experience short-term relief of some of their psychiatric symptoms with cannabis use, so say with insomnia or with depressed mood or with anxiety. We really tend to find over the longer course of time is that if somebody is using cannabis in the face of depression or anxiety or other psychiatric problems, it tends to complicate the course of the underlying problem. And so things get more complicated when you add cannabis.
This is a dicey situation where people might be routinely using cannabis products, but they may not be mentioning this in their medical checkup, so they're not getting any guidance from their healthcare provider.
It is a bit of a Wild West situation, especially if people are seeking out cannabis for therapeutic purposes, and they may understandably be sheepish about sharing this with their medical provider, but it's very important because sometimes there can be drug-drug interactions between cannabis and other prescribed medications. And at the same time, also, there's very little guidance in terms of dosing and frequency with cannabis use. One concern we have is where there's a lot of high-potency cannabis products available now, and particularly for naive users who may be a first-time user, the dose may be so high that people have adverse reactions like a panic attack or even a brief psychotic episode. It's certainly important to discuss cannabis use with your healthcare provider because that can help to inform your overall plan of care.
Dr. Gray, thanks for this information related to cannabis use.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.